Okay, we can start now. So, how many of you have ever designed a user interface in this room? I think it's an easy question, right? And how many of you feel confident that your design wouldn't harm any user? One, two, three, more or less. And how many of you feel confident that you never manipulated any user? More complicated now, one and a half? Okay. So, well, I suppose this is not is equally easy for everyone to, or we are not equally confident in answering this question. Should we care about the potential harm that comes from user interfaces? Well, the internet, websites, and applications in general are full of something that in the studies of human-computer interaction we have coined as manipulative design, deceptive design, or more commonly known sometimes like dark patterns. Out of curiosity, have ever anyone heard about this term before? In this room? Hola, wow, didn't expect this. Better, but I didn't expect this at all. But well, great. It's gonna be a great discussion then. So well, manipulative designs are everywhere. So these deceptive designs are design features that subvert, impair, or distort the ability of the user to make informed decisions in relation to detailed systems, and that as a consequence is related to a lot of different types of harms, like privacy harms, financial harms, attention harms, like also sort of psychological harms as well. So, well, a lot of you already knew dark patterns, but I'm sure you're familiar that you have experienced some of them possibly on cookie consent banners, like that they are trying to steer users to give our privacy, or you have maybe seen different types of gamification or gambling strategies in different apps that normally they shouldn't have this type of mechanisms. So we have these patterns in social media, on e-commerce, on video games, and I want to make the last quick test, like how many of you used the application of AliExpress? All of you are very familiar with manipulative design so far, I can imagine, because that application, let's say hotels website that offers you different hotels and indicates you in very bold letters that, well, there's few rooms, there's some urgency in here that maybe you should take into account to book this hotel as soon as possible. Or, for instance, different types of services. You're going to buy something. You have selected your product, service, etc. And suddenly you are nagged with more different types of fares that already, again, plays with the expectations of the users because they are selected something, but they are already selecting something, but they are given more new options. And also with misleading information, not only about the colors that you can take other fares with more, paying some more, that are more highlighted, but also because it is misleading when users sometimes don't understand that the gray one would be the cheapest, because the first thing they see is that it's 100 euros and their others are 20 or 50, so they think that these are cheaper, right? So these are some basic examples. You can put the names of the companies or not, because this is everywhere in all types of services. So although in some cases you might feel you are immune towards these patterns, I must tell you, you are not. But it is true that some people suffer the consequences of manipulative designs more than others.